March 21st. Jesus says, before Romualdo leaves, and in order for him to leave with clear elements for responding, I will elaborate on what I indicated on March 3rd. Why did I advise Emma Federici to go away? I am virtually being accused of making a mistake. No, the superficial and the ignorant can believe and think that in those words not I, but others spoke, or that I was mistaken. I shall briefly speak to you about the justice and goodness of my counsel, as I mentioned in regard to the daughters of unknown parents. I know the state of hearts. And I know the capacities of hearts. I thus know what the woman is, who just had to be Sister Gabriella of Mary Immaculate without, however wanting not to be, Emma Federici any longer. You now know Judas, don't you? If he had remained the Jew he was, the one belonging to the temple, he would not have been without blame. But at least he would not have had in his spirit the sin of being the betrayer of God. Can you say I ever flattered him? I rejected him. I resisted. On several occasions I said, depart. It's better to be a mediocre Jew than an infamous apostle. But God can go no farther, out of respect for man's free will. And I went no farther. I sought to change the soul of the one who was obstinate in evil, even though unable to delude myself. It was my duty as the master. I never failed to do my duty. I sought to provide help for this unfortunate, to work to save him, not because I was able to save him, but because it was my duty to try to, and, above all, to leave you an example of how to act with certain souls that are a mixture of good impulses and impulses which are not good. There is too little meditation on how deeply this teaching is concealed in the personality of Judas. For this reason, in this illustration of the gospel which I am giving you, shedding light on four gospels, so that you will love them, know, and understand, I have thrown a great deal of light on the person of Judas. For in his darkness there is more material for the instruction of those charged with guiding men. And now let us talk about Emma Federici, who just had to be a religious, but who was unable to want to be just a religious, that is, a new being in whom the whole past was dead. Instead, everything was alive, though constricted under the monastic habit. And everything freely revived, and more violently than ever, because of a set of circumstances. Shall we list some of them? It was harmful for her to be the superior and harmful, to have been greatly praised and harmful, immensely harmful, to be free from supervision by her superiors, because of the circumstances of war. The reaction of the self, constricted for so many years under an obedience which was not loved, which now felt itself to be no longer subject to control, involved the violence of a hurricane which nothing could mitigate. O Romualdo, your word as a good spiritual master could not, or my words and dictations and visions, or those in special dictations provided to support her, as I gave caresses and missions to Judas, in order to be able to say, I have used all means to save him. When I said to her, go, it was because those individuals would at that point have lost their souls, if they had remained where they were. There was rancor and rebellion in them, and they could no longer obey and respect. And the scandal would have been even vaster. The people who bewail what happened ought to bless God for allowing the matter to halt within those limits. And the five who went away ought to bless me. They can still make reparation and merit, away from Camayer. In Camayer, in the order, they could not. It was over. I did not deceive, but I said, leave. You that know, have seen that their will did not abide by any divine or priestly or enlightened counsel. They are thus punished. And you know I said, enough, for God is good, but does not let himself be trampled upon. I let them follow their stubborn path of acts of imprudence and disobedience, and, out of mercy alone, continued to call them back to the right path. Pray for them, that mercy may not abandon them, especially her, the one who did not want to transform herself, except in words. Remember the very severe dictation. And not even a religious, but who was unable to want to be just a religious, that is, a new being in whom the whole past was dead. Instead, everything was alive, though constricted under the monastic habit. And everything freely revived, and more violently than ever, because of a set of circumstances. Shall we list some of them? It was harmful for her to be the superior and harmful, to have been greatly praised and harmful, immensely harmful, to be free from supervision by her superiors, because of the circumstances of war. The reaction of the self, constricted for so many years under an obedience which was not loved, which now felt itself to be no longer subject to control, involved the violence of a hurricane which nothing could mitigate. O Romualdo, your word as a good spiritual master could not, or my words and dictations and visions, or those in special dictations provided to support her, as I gave caresses and missions to Judas, in order to be able to say, I have used all means to save him. When I said to her, go, it was because those individuals would at that point have lost their souls, if they had remained where they were. There was rancor and rebellion in them, and they could no longer obey and respect. And the scandal would have been even vaster. The people who bewail what happened ought to bless God for allowing the matter to halt within those limits. And the five who went away ought to bless me. They can still make reparation and merit, away from Kamayer. And Kamayer, in the order, they could not. It was over. I did not deceive, but I said, leave. You that know, have seen that their will did not abide by any divine or priestly or enlightened counsel. They are thus punished. And you know I said, enough, for God is good, but does not let himself be trampled upon. I let them follow their stubborn path of acts of imprudence and disobedience, and, out of mercy alone, continued to call them back to the right path. Pray for them, that mercy may not abandon them, especially her, the one who did not want to transform herself, except in words. Remember the very severe dictation. And not even March 21, that was of any use. But neither you, Romualdo, nor you, Maria, should harbor remorse. Even if I had come down from heaven, I would not have changed her heart. I am at the door to her heart. But I cannot go in, because she has filled it with herself, and not her God. I knock, and she does not hear, because inside she's full of her voices, not mine. Oh, pride! Pray and pray and pray for her. And after a moment of silence, Jesus concludes. If only you knew how much demerit she has accumulated. And his voice is extremely sad.